hear too good sometimes, and I just didn't.
That's my fault. I should bake these louder. What I'd like to get you to do right now is tell me the parts, the three parts of a man's three-part suit.
Oh, well, it'd be the trousers and the vest and the coat.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody use any other name for a vest, call a vest, anything besides
waistcoat.
A vest?
Uh-huh.
Is there a difference between those two?
What's that?
Is there a difference between those two, or are they the same thing?
Oh, well, I don't really know, but they're both sleeveless garments.
Yes, ma'am. And you mentioned trousers. Have you ever heard other names for trousers?
For a draft?
For trousers.
Oh, trousers, pants.
Mm-hmm. And they mean about the same thing?
Uh-huh.
And if you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it, he would say, "Here
I brought you your coat."
Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am. And suppose you come home from work and you're, say your husband said about a package lying there, the delivery boy from Jones' store
brought this.
Yes, ma'am. And you might say, "That coat won't fit this year, but last year it..."
"It was too large."
Yes, ma'am. And if your old clothes are worn out, you have to buy
new one.
Mm-hmm. And if you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them...
Bulge.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And...
stretch sometimes. They ruin the shape of the...
You might say, "This shirt isn't samforized. I hope it won't do what when I wash it off?"
I'll draw up. Or shrink.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Whichever you want to use. We used to say draw up. That's a kind of southern expression, I guess.
I still use that all the time. You might say, "The one I washed yesterday..."
"Shrunk."
Mm-hmm. And, or "Lately it seems that everyone I have washed has done what is..."
What?
"Everyone I've washed lately has..." Again, talking about shrinking.
Uh-huh.
You might say, "It seems that everyone I've washed lately has..."
"Has shrunk."
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So when a little girl likes to... maybe likes to go to a small girl likes to dress up in a mother's clothes, you might say, "She really likes to
play lady." Mm-hmm. I've done that many times.
Yes, or just wear your mother's dress and
pin it up and get the gloves and the high heel shoes. Mm-hmm. Those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. What about if it's a woman who really likes to dress up? How would you say she really likes to?
Well, some of them do, you know. My sister was very fond of clothes, and she was always wanted fashionable things. I never cared too much about clothes myself.
That makes two of us. I can't stand to go shopping myself.
I can't either. I wish somebody'd buy things for me.
Now, what do you call the small leather container that a woman carries?
A purse.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other names for that?
Uh-huh, pocketbook.
Is there a difference between those two, or they usually mean the same?
Well, I think so. Well, sometimes people think purses are those little change purses, you know, like that. And the handbags are those big ones that they use in shoulder bags, you know, now.
And the thing that a woman wears around her wrist is...
bracelet.
Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am. And around her neck, she might wear...
a necklace.
Mm-hmm. Or some things strung together, a string.
Beads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes men wear these things to hold up their trousers. They don't anymore.
Those are suspenders.
Have you ever heard those called anything else?
Uh-huh, they call them gallus something. Gallus.
Was that the same thing as...
I think they are. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when it's raining like it was yesterday, you might hold whatever...